Reading from the Ambrosia Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 11, Virat Rup Darshan. Beholding the universal form of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Arjuna said, "Out of your unlimited kindness, you have shared with me the supremely secret knowledge about the Supersoul. As a result of your words, my confusion regarding the distinction between matter and spirit is gone. From you, whose eyes are like lotus petals, I have heard in detail about the origin and dissolution of living beings, and also of your own inexhaustible glories. 3. O Supreme Lord, everything is undoubtedly as you yourself declare it to be. Still, I have a desire to see your form of almighty opulence, O Purushottam, Supreme Person. If you think that it is possible for me to see it, O Lord, O Master of all Yogis, Prabhu Yogeshwara, then please reveal to me the infinite nature of yourself." Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, number 5. The Blessed Lord Sri Krishna said, "O Arjuna, as you wish. Prepare then to behold my hundreds, nay, thousands of various divine forms of diverse colors and shapes. 6. You will behold the Adityas, the Vasus, Rudras, Twin Ashwins, the Maruts, and also many wonders never seen before, O Bharat. O Awakened One, Gurakesh, today you shall behold the entire universe with all things moving and unmoving, assembled together here in my body, and whatever else you wish to see. 8. But you cannot see me with your physical eyes. Therefore, Arjuna, I give you divine vision. Behold my almighty mystic power." Sanjay said, "Having spoken thus, O King Dhritarashtra, the great Lord of Yoga, Mahayogeshwara Hari, Sri Hari, then revealed to Arjuna his form of supreme opulence, Paramam Rupam Aishwaram." 10.11. That form of innumerable wondrous aspects, many mouths and eyes, many divine ornaments, many upraised divine weapons, wearing divine garments and garlands, and scented with divine perfumes and unguents, was composed entirely of celestial wonders, with infinite faces in all directions. 12. If 1,000 suns were to rise into the sky all at once, their combined brilliance might equal the splendor of that universal soul, Mahatmanaha. 13. At that time, the son of Pandu Arjuna beheld the entire universe standing united as one, yet diversified in many forms, within the body of the Supreme God of Gods, Devadevasya. 14. Then Arjuna, overwhelmed with astonishment, Vismaya Vishta, and his hair stood on end, Rishtaroma. He bowed his head in obeisance to the Lord, and with palms together, Arjuna began to speak. 15. Arjuna Vacha. Arjuna said, I see the celestial denizens in your body, my Lord, along with all kinds of other assembled beings. I see Brahma seated on his lotus flower throne, as well as all the sages and divine serpents. I see your infinite form extended in every direction, with many arms, bellies, mouths, eyes. I see no end, no middle, nor even any beginning to your universal form, O Lord of all. I see you on all sides, crowned with diadems, armed with clubs, wielding discs, and glowing with a powerful effulgence, but it is difficult to see you completely due to your immeasurable radiance, which is blazing like the flames of the sun. You're imperishable, Aksharam, the supreme goal of knowledge, Parama Veditavyam, the supreme foundation and refuge of this universe, Vishvasya Param Niranam. You are the immortal guardian of eternal religious principles, and I consider you to be the primeval supreme person, Sanatan Purusha. 19. You, my Lord, are without beginning, middle, or end, possessed of infinite power and unlimited arms. The sun and moon are your eyes, and I see this entire universe being consumed by your radiance, as if it were an oblation offered into the blazing fire of your mouth. The space between heaven and earth is pervaded by you alone in all directions. And seeing your wondrous, terrible form, the three worlds tremble, O Magnificent One. 21. Throngs of celestials are entering into you, some of them terrified, with conjoined palms, singing your glories, saying, Hail to thee, hail to thee. Throngs of great sages and perfected beings are praising you with abundant hymns. 22. The Rudras, the Adityas, Vasus, Sadyas, Vishvadevas, Ashwins, Maruts, the ancestral spirits, throngs of Gandharvas, Yakshas, demons, and perfected beings all behold you with astonishment. O Almighty Armed One, seeing your colossal form of many mouths and eyes, many arms, thighs, and feet, many bellies, and many dreadful fangs, all the worlds are trembling in fear as I am. 24. Seeing you touching the sky, blazing multicolored with gaping mouths and enormous flaming eyes, verily my innermost soul trembles, and I can find no steadiness or tranquility, O Vishnu. Seeing your mouths and terrible fangs blazing like fires of universal dissolution, I have lost all sense of direction and can find no shelter. O Lord of Lords, O Refuge of Worlds, please be merciful. Devisha Jagat Nivas Prasida. 26-27. All the sons of Dhritarashtra, along with their throngs of allied kings, Bhishma, Drona, there too is Karna, together with our leading warriors as well. All are quickly entering your frightful mouths, which are full of horrible fangs. I see some of them stuck between your teeth, their heads crushed. Oh. As the many raging rivers flow swiftly toward the ocean, so do all these heroes in the world of men enter your flaming mouths. 29. As moths enter a blazing fire and swiftly meet with destruction, so also do all these persons enter your mouths with great speed and perish. Licking up all living entities with your fiery tongues, you devour them completely. The dreadful rays of your effulgence are filling the entire universe and consuming it, O Vishnu. Please tell me who you are. O one of terrible form, obeisances unto you, O Lord of the Celestials, be merciful. I wish to understand you, who have existed from the beginning. I truly cannot comprehend your workings. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Blessed Lord, Sri Krishna said, I am time, the mighty destroyer of worlds, and I have come forth to annihilate specific persons of this world, even without your active participation. None of the warriors arrayed within the opposing ranks of hostile aggressors shall survive the upcoming battle. Therefore, Arjun, arise and gain fame by conquering your enemies and enjoying a flourishing kingdom. Indeed, they have already been struck down by me, so just become a mere instrument in my hands, O ambidextrous archer. Drona, Bhishma, Jayadrath, Karna as well, and the other warrior heroes, you will simply, quote, slay those who have already been slain by me. Therefore, do not hesitate to fight. You will surely conquer your adversaries in battle. Sanjay said, O King Dhritarashtra, having heard these words of Lord Sri Krishna, Arjun brought his palms together in supplication and bowed down trembling. Then prostrating himself in obeisance, in a terrified condition, he spoke to Krishna once again with a faltering voice. Arjuna Vacha. Stani Rishikesha Tava Prakritya Jagat Paririsha Yat Yanarajyate Cha Rakshamshi Bitani Risho Javanti Save Namasyanti Jasirasa Sangha. Arjuna said, rightly, O Master of all living beings' senses, does the whole universe rejoice, delighted by your glories. The demons flee in terror in all directions, and the throngs of perfected beings bow in respectful homage. 37. And why should they not offer homage to you, O most noble one? You are the original creator, the source of even Lord Brahma, and therefore greater than all else. O Infinite One, Lord of the Celestials, refuge of the universe, you are both the real and the dreamlike manifestations of the imperishable Brahman, and you are beyond both as well. 38. O Krishna, you are the most ancient person, Adidev Purusha Puranas. You are the supreme foundation of this entire universe, the primal God. You are the knower, all that is worthy of being known, and the ultimate sanctuary. The whole universe is pervaded by you, O one of infinite forms. You are Vayu, Yamaraj, Agni, Varun, and Chandra. You are Lord Brahma, the grandfather of all created beings. And you are his father as well. Obeisances unto you 1,000 times, again and again, I repeatedly offer my homage unto you. Obeisances unto you from the front and also from behind. Indeed, I offer homage unto you from all sides, O you who are everything, O one with unlimited power and immeasurable heroism. You pervade everything, and therefore you are everything. O my Lord, thinking of you as my friend, I have often presumptuously called out to you, Hey Krishna, hey Yadav, hey pal, my friend, hey Sakha. Unaware of your glories, I did this afflicted by giddiness, or even emboldened by love. In jest, I often treated you disrespectfully while we were playing, lying down to rest, or sitting and eating together, alone, or in the presence of others. O infallible, immeasurable one, for all of that, I beg forgiveness from you. You are the Father and worshipable spiritual master of the entire world of moving and unmoving beings. And you are yet more venerable than that, a one of incomparable glory. There is no one who is even equal to you anywhere in the three worlds. So how can there be another who is greater? 44. Therefore, my Lord, prostrating my body before you and offering obeisances, I beg for grace, O most praiseworthy Lord. As a father forgives his son, as a friend forgives his friend, and as a lover forgives his beloved, so you should also please forgive me, O Lord. 45. Upon seeing what has never been seen before, I am delighted. Yet still, my heart palpitates with fear. Please be gracious and show me your previous form of Lord of Lords, O refuge of the universe, Devisha Jagat Nivas. O Sri Krishna, I wish to see you as you were before, with your familiar crown and club, disc in hand, O thousand-armed one of universal form, Sahasrabaho. Please revert to your forearm form, Chaturbhujena. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, text 47. The Blessed Lord Sri Krishna said, Out of my affection for you, O Arjuna, I have manifested this supreme cosmic form by my own mystic potency, this universal form of mine, primeval, infinite, and full of splendor, has never been seen before by anyone prior to you, neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing the sacrifices prescribed in them, nor by giving charity, nor by engaging in ritual activities or severe austerities, can I be seen in such a form in the world of mortals by anyone other than you, O hero of the Kurus. You shall no longer be afflicted by the fear and confusion caused by seeing such an awful form of mine as this. Be freed from fear and gladdened in heart by once again beholding my previous form. 50. Sanjay said, O King Dhritarashtra, having thus spoken to Arjuna, the great Vasudeva, Sri Krishna, again revealed his own four-armed form, and then, returning to his mild, handsome, two-armed appearance, Krishna comforted his frightened companion, Arjuna. Arjuna said, Seeing your pleasant human-like form again, O Krishna, I have now regained my composure, with my mind restored to its normal condition. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Sri Krishna said, This form of mine which you are now seeing is very difficult to behold. Even the celestials are constantly longing to behold the sight of this human-like form. Neither by means of Vedic study nor by asceticism, distribution of alms, nor by performance of sacrificial rituals can I be seen in such a way as you are now seeing. By unalloyed devotion alone, one can enter into the truth, whereby I can be known and seen in this form, O Arjuna. Text 55. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, O Arjuna, mat karma krin, mat paramo, mad bhakta sangavarjitaha, nirvaira sarvabhuteshu, yasamam iti pandava. O Arjuna, one who carries out my work in this world, ever depending on me, and cherishing me as his supreme goal, who is devoted to me, having abandoned all other attachments, and who is free from enmity and hostility toward any living being, such a person comes to me. Thus ends the 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the Ambrosial Gita, beholding the universal form.